For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The New York Knicks are third in the Eastern Conference. We are finding a way to win. We are getting healthier and getting guys back. We recently had Mitchell Robinson return. Now we're waiting on OG Anunoby and Julius Randle. And speaking about OG Anunoby, he was recently spotted last night at the Toronto Raptors game. He was doing some conditioning. However, his elbow is showing significant swelling. We're going to break down the latest reports on OG Anunoby and look at the elbow swelling and see why the New York Knicks and all of us should be concerned. We're going to break down this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. OG Anunoby's elbow is showing serious swelling. Here's the thing. I knew Anunoby was still dealing with elbow inflammation. I knew the Knicks were waiting for the elbow to calm down. And I also knew that Anunoby returned to practice. He was shooting and he was doing that next step you wanted to see him do with an elbow injury. Take shots. So that was a good sign. However, I was waiting for more updates about Anunoby and seeing when he could potentially come back for the New York Knicks, because that's still an open-ended question. We don't have an answer yet to his return date. But thankfully, Steve Popper saw him last night conditioning for the Toronto game, and he gave us the following update based on what Tom Thibodeau told him. According to Steve Popper of Newsday, he states the following. By the way, OG Anunoby did some conditioning work here tonight, and we asked Thibodeau if anything has changed with him. According to Tom Thibodeau, no, just allowing it to calm down. He's referring to Anunoby's elbow. And each day, it's a little better. But be patient. Get through it. So based on that update, there really is no cause for concern. If anything, it sounds more positive. It sounds like OG Anunoby's doing well, getting better. Although the elbow is still inflamed and the Knicks are still waiting for it to calm down, it still looks like things are going in the positive direction. However, even though that's the case, I saw a photo surface of OG Anunoby and that elbow. And when I saw it, I gotta say, I didn't think of it as a positive thing. I was very, very concerned because it showed significant swelling. Let's take a look at what I'm talking about right now. Shout out to the account Cynical on the app X for giving us the following image of Anunoby at last night's game. If you take a look at the image and you look at Anunoby's elbow, you can see a pretty massive bump on that elbow. And according to Brian Sutter, a doctor who was looking at the image, he even states the following. Yeesh, that looks like a lot of swelling. Now, I understand injury updates are injury updates, and I'm glad, at least from the medical team and the medical staff for the New York Knicks, that Anunoby's doing well and progressing well. And apparently, he's doing better each and every day, even if it's little by little. But as we mentioned, the Knicks are currently waiting for that to calm down. That massive bump on Anunoby's elbow is what needs to calm down before he can return for the New York Knicks. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if the elbow was just recently inflamed or he was playing a couple of days ago and this was the image we saw, maybe I wouldn't feel as bad. Maybe I wouldn't think anything of it. But if we remember, Anunoby has missed, what, the last 5 games with an elbow inflammation injury? So how bad was it looking 5 days ago? If this is what Anunoby's elbow looks like now, I wonder what his elbow looked like a week ago. Because given the way this image looks like, it looks like if the Anunoby injury was just announced, if they just mentioned that the elbow recently got inflamed, I would expect to see a photo like this. But if you've been out for about a week with an elbow inflammation and your elbow still looks like this, still has significant swelling, you gotta be concerned. I am very concerned after seeing this image of Anunoby's elbow, because even though I hear the updates and I know they're positive and I know Anunoby's moving in the right direction, that's all great news to hear. Seeing an elbow inflammation injury like that puts a lot of concern in my heart, because it doesn't seem like that inflammation is going to go down in a few days, not even in a week. It seems like Anunoby may not return for this Knicks team till the postseason. And honestly, that could pose an issue because I want Anunoby part of this team at least for the last few games to close out the regular season. I need that chemistry to be built up between the Knicks and Anunoby because the better that chemistry is, the better the Knicks are going to look in the postseason. Not having that chemistry built with Julius Randle and now OG Anunoby is going to be hard for the New York Knicks. They're going to have to coach more on the fly, figure things out, try to build chemistry while you're in game. And I get it. Everybody's bought in. Everybody understands what to do. Play unselfishly, play for each other, and you can get through games. I think everybody's going to do that. However, when you have a three-time All-Star coming back, when you have a defensive specialist like OG Anunoby, it could potentially cause an issue that you wouldn't have if these players came back a little earlier and you were able to establish some type of chemistry with them during the regular season headed into the playoffs. Doing this in the playoffs only is going to be difficult. I hope the Knicks can overcome it. This Knicks team looks locked in as a team. They look focused, and everybody looks like they're buying into what Tom Thibodeau is preaching. That's exactly what you need to have high success in the postseason. This Knicks team is built in that way, and Tom Thibodeau is leading this ship in the right direction this year. You can't take anything away from him, the way he's been coaching, his matchups, and everything like that. But in order to incorporate Randle and OG back into this lineup, into the playoffs, it's going to be difficult. Any coach would find that difficult. I hope the Knicks can do it. I hope OG Anunoby comes back fully healthy. But given the fact that we're seeing this type of elbow inflammation, for me, I am very concerned. That should not be the elbow inflammation we're seeing right now after all of these games missed. The Knicks' postseason success depends on Anunoby and Julius Randle's health. And as of right now, I'm concerned about Randle because he has not moved on to full contact yet. And I'm getting increasingly concerned about Anunoby and that elbow inflammation. How could I not, when I continue to see this image haunt me in my nightmares now? I cannot get that elbow swelling out of my head. Look at the massive ball of swelling he has on that elbow. I hope the next time I see OG Anunoby, that elbow inflammation looks better. It's the thing of the past, and we're talking about him returning to the court. But until that inflammation goes down, there is no shot that he is even close to returning to the court. And with inflammation like this, I would think that he's still a week away, if not more, before he can return for the New York Knicks. That is concerning. But something that wasn't concerning for me was watching Mitchell Robinson finally return for the New York Knicks last night. Now, he did play limited minutes. He only played 12 minutes, but he had 8 points and 2 blocks. And it was the first game for Robinson in over 100 days. He came off of the bench. Wasn't surprised to see that, given the fact that he's coming back from an ankle surgery. And also, Isaiah Hartenstein has not been a slouch in his absence. If anything, Isaiah has taken his game and leveled it up to a place that we never thought he could make it to. And I'm so happy to say that about Hartenstein. But Mitchell Robinson coming back was a sight for sore eyes. I missed him so much on that court. I missed his presence. I know the Knicks did. And when you saw him out there, the first thing he did, the first play, the first possession, he went for an offensive rebound. The offensive rebounding monster is back. Reminder, guys, before he went out with that injury, he was leading the league in offensive rebounding percentage. And I have a very sneaky suspicion that when he's coming back, he's going to start doing that again. Whether he's coming off of the bench or he's starting, he's definitely going to do that. He looked really good. He was moving very good. He was moving to the basket very well. I saw him taking contact. No issues, no signs of hesitation with that ankle. He was still blocking shots, grabbing rebounds, doing everything you expected Mitchell Robinson to do. His impact was felt, and it was only 12 minutes. Obviously, they have to ramp him up. He's not going to play 24 or 25 minutes right out of the gate. They have to get him there. But once he gets there, he is going to be dominant once again for this Knicks team. Because I saw flashes of that last night. And once you see flashes of it, especially in limited minutes, that means he still has it there. And that means he's going to showcase it each and every single night moving forward. It was so good to see Robinson return. I wanted to see this for such a long time. The Knicks finally have the two best defensive centers, in my opinion, in the league when healthy, in Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson. Whether Hartenstein comes off the bench or he starts, or whether Robinson does the same, either way, the Knicks are covered. And reserves have nothing to do. No reserve wants to go up against Ihart or Mitch. No one. And now starters have to make a decision. Do I have to deal with Mitch or do I have to deal with Ihart? Because if I get Ihart in foul trouble, Mitchell Robinson's going to come in and he's blocking every shot. With Anunoby, he's still dealing with that elbow inflammation. And even though there are positive updates about Anunoby coming out, until that elbow goes down, myself, the Knicks medical staff, and clearly the Knicks coaching staff are going to be concerned, not going to play him, and not going to have him return for the New York Knicks. This elbow inflammation, though, for Anunoby does look extremely serious. It looks like extreme swelling and potentially could keep him out for another week, maybe longer. And if it's longer than that, that means Anunoby returns in the postseason. You know who else could potentially return for the Knicks in the postseason? Julius Randle. Having two major key players come back to the rotation in the postseason, trying to work them back into that rotation and trying to build chemistry, that is going to be one of the hardest things for Tom Thibodeau and this coaching staff to do. I hope they're up for the task because that's exactly what it's looking like. But hopefully Anunoby and Julius Randle can come back in the postseason as fully healthy as possible. Because if that happens, it gives the Knicks a shot, maybe a larger shot than most people would give them, to hopefully make that deep postseason run and get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Because that's the goal, along with getting to the NBA Finals. But let's first try to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. After that, we can move from there. But what about you guys? What do you think about these updates about OG Anunoby and his elbow injury? And are you guys as concerned as I am after seeing this image surface of Anunoby and that elbow being significantly swollen? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.